Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. According to officials with knowledge of the decision, President-elect Donald Trump is expected to select billionaire investor Wilbur Ross for Commerce Secretary. The 78-year-old billionaire is a chairman of private equity firm W.L. Ross & Company. It is known for buying up failed companies. Also, Trump recently named the first women he wants to fill cabinet-level positions. They are South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as the country's U.N. ambassador and charter schools advocate Betsy DeVos as his Secretary of Education. A truck bomb exploded Thursday at a gas station south of Baghdad, killing at least 70 people, many of them Iranian pilgrims who were headed home after taking part in a Shiite holiday in the Iraqi city of Karbala. Authorities suspect the Islamic State terror group behind the attack at the station where buses full of people were parked. Reports also say Iraqi security forces were on high alert for the duration of the pilgrimage, seen as a potential target of Islamic State. Turkey said Thursday that three of its soldiers were killed in a Syrian airstrike in northern Syria. At least 10 others were wounded. It is believed the first fatalities among Turkish forces engaged in Operation Euphrates Shield, an offensive launched in August to clear its border area of Islamic State and Kurdish fighters. The U.S. Navy said hackers have gained access to the social security numbers and other sensitive information of more than 134,000 current and former U.S. sailors. The data breach occurred after hackers compromised the laptop of an employee of Navy contractor Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. In a statement released, the Navy said the information was accessed by unknown individuals and that it's an investigation now. This is VOA News.